Elizabeth Warren, Walmart's Action on Guns Not Nearly Enough. By Hannah Blow on September 3, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, reacted to Walmart's decision to ban open carry, discontinue the sale of certain ammunition, and push the Trump administration to pursue greater gun control measures, declaring that its action is not nearly enough. "This is a good start, but it's not nearly enough," Warren wrote in response to Walmart's decision. "Walmart can and should do much more. And we need real gun reform, now." Walmart CEO Doug McMillon announced the company's decision in a memo, writing, "We believe the opportunity for someone to misinterpret a situation, even in open carry states, could lead to tragic results. We hope that everyone will understand the circumstances that led to this new policy and will respect the concerns of their fellow shoppers and our associates," he continued. As Breitbart News reported, McMillon said that after talking to people inside and outside of Walmart, the company has also decided to send letters to the White House to ask for common sense measures on firearms. He said, "Congress and the administration should act." Walmart is also discontinuing the sale of ammunition for AR-15 and AK-47 style rifles and will cease all handgun sales in the state of Alaska. McMillon reportedly expressed openness to discuss an assault weapons ban earlier this year. "The reauthorization of the assault weapons ban should be debated to determine its effectiveness in keeping weapons made for war out of the hands of mass murderers," he asserted. Warren is not the only Democrat calling for Walmart to do more. While former Vice President Joe Biden said Walmart is taking an important step, he pushed for more action as well. "This is an important step by Walmart, but we must go further," he wrote, calling for an assault weapons ban. "If we want to end our gun violence epidemic, we must start by passing universal background checks and banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. It's your turn to act, Senate Republicans," he added. Beto O'Rourke expressed similar sentiments, calling Walmart's decision a step in the right direction but adding, "We can't rely on corporations to stop gun violence. We need universal background checks, we need red flag laws, and we need to buy back every single assault weapon." Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro expressed similar sentiments. The NRA released a statement on Walmart's decision on Tuesday afternoon, decrying it as shameful and ineffective.